Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast, mate.
It's kind of weird.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got a great show planned for you today. I don't know, hopefully. episode 107. No. Siete. What are we talking about? Oh, okay. This one is going to be led by Dracula. No, you can't talk about my answers. Oh, okay, this is my time. This one's going to be hosted by Dracula, and she's going to tell, or no. She's going to ask us what not to do.
Like, guide us.
In a break.
Wait, why are you Dracula?
It doesn't matter. Nobody knows. It's just for fun. Don't question it. Anyway, what not to do in a breakup. Catherine's going to, or not Catherine, sorry. Catherine's talking so much. She took over my brain.
I wanted to know what you mean.
Lauren is going to host and ask us questions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's it. And okay. I'm going to drink from this jug.
Ooh, love that.
So, hello, everyone. If you're on YouTube for this episode, you're going to see part of it. But the whole thing is on Patreon, which is always linked in our description. You join and you get all of the episodes that we've done. And there's some real, there's such
so many great ones.
Okay, even from like the last season, I'm specifically thinking, oh, there's just so many good ones that are only on Patreon that you're really missing out on. If you love the podcast, I suggest that you want to support us. Try it for like a month, see if you like it. And
oh, sorry, the last thing I was going to address, I forgot. I always have more to say in the intro. I'm having a really bad hair day, so you may see me trying to fix it throughout the episode, so right now.
It doesn't look bad to me, but
so bad. When I look at my front camera, I'm like, there's a lot of regrowth, a lot of hair that's growing back and standing straight up like I just got electrocuted. So let's hope this is a little bit better, but... Wow.
I don't know.
Let's see. Hold on. I gotta look.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on. What are you laughing at me? This is not any better. Anyway, keep going.
So many short hairs.
Yeah.
Okay. So our last episode, we did part two, the continuation of the toxic traits that we did the episode before. It was so good. I love doing the toxic traits episodes.
We're doing some construction, so if you hear a low buzzing sound.
Like right now.
We're so sorry.
Me personally.
But maybe you can learn
Hopefully
to live with it.
It's just a relaxing hum.
Honestly, it will fade to the back of your mind in 3, 2.
He's just hypnotizing all of us.
Okay. Don't even know it.
So guys, let's jump into the highs and lows.
Ooh.
What are your highs and lows?
Okay, my low was... Wait.
Of the week.
Yesterday. Okay, so not last night. The night before last night, I didn't really sleep and... I had a lot of anxiety in the morning, and it was really horrible, and I hated it, and it made my day bad.
Oh,
but then my high was that last night I slept so long, and it was so great, and I didn't have anxiety when I woke up. Woo!
Lauren, that's a win. I'm happy for you.
It was
I'm
a
truly
great
happy
time.
For you.
So, that's it.
Your body's just like, I gotta make up for this.
Anyone?
I can go. Okay. I can't really think of a low. I feel like my life's just kind of been, you know, in the middle.
Moderate.
Nothing too like low.
Low, low, low.
But
low,
I would say low, a high low. Has been a theme that I've been really exploring, which I would say I would describe as spring cleaning my life.
Sprinkler.
I've been doing a lot of research and assessment about my different habits and practices in my daily life, such as my cleaning routine.
Kevin Googles, what are my habits?
She's researching. No. I'm saying I'm looking into these different systems. My meal planning, cleaning my house, overall relationship to health, exercise habits. I've been really trying to find what's the best way to approach these things through deep research and implementation and experimentation. Like, I found an example is I found this thing called Clean Mama, or like Mama Clean. I can't remember. I think it's Clean Mama.
Mama Clean.
And she's like, clean your whole house in 15 minutes a day.
Did
and
you
then
do
you
it?
Like, yeah. Like, okay, so I started doing it. And then it was during a period where my sons were not sleeping all week and were not feeling good. So I had like a very small window of time to clean, which is while they napped, which they weren't doing. So I tried to do it, but I will say it has improved my life because she has a daily list of tasks. So it's like every day you do like you do these things like make your bed, wipe down the surfaces in the kitchen, put in a load of laundry and fold it. It's like these little things. And then there's like a main task. So it's like vacuum on Monday, Tuesday you do the bathrooms. So like I haven't hit every single point, but I will say my house has been cleaner since I started doing it, because I'm hitting at least some of them every day. So it definitely, and I mopped my floors for the first time and I don't even want to say how long. So I definitely think it's improved my life. Yeah, I would say maybe that would be my low is mopping. I hate mopping.
My low is just mopping.
I need to get the steam mop that you have, because I hate.
Everyone always talks about steam mops.
They're really, because they sanitize. It's great. Ooh. And you don't have to use any chemicals.
Wait, is that
like, hot water.
Ooh, okay, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that.
There are like
maybe I'll get
can
one.
It like you can burn
keys in the
lake? Only thing is it smells a little bit like a wet dog because there's no cleaner. So they have scent things you can add to it. I'm sure you can find a natural one or something.
Maybe like an essential oil.
Oh, people took
probably
lemon, I think.
Yeah. Can you send a link?
Mother's Just Day. Maybe I'll
Lisa,
say
I would rather
ask for my gift.
Never Google
I'll give
anything.
You my Amazon Associates link. All right. So would you like to pay me? Okay. So for my services, I'd rather Google it than give you
no,
money.
I just don't love Amazon. But
oh, too bad. All right. Yeah. So my high. Okay. No, start with my low. My low was a horror movie last night. And I'm not joking. I'll tell you the story. I got home. I was getting Lily out of my car. My husband is still recording in the studio last night. He didn't get home till like 9 o'clock. I look at my neighbor's house in the window, the glass door. I thought I saw someone. There's someone standing there like this. Looks like they're like hiding back against the door.
Creepy.
And I'm like, at first, it doesn't really register. I'm like, what? They have short hair. I don't know. Could have been a slender man or a woman with short hair. I don't know.
What?
And they're just standing against the door, this dark figure. And it's kind of dark in their house. I go inside, start shutting all my blinds. I'm freaking out. And then I shut the last blinds and I look out the window and I see their whole downstairs floor is dark. Why is there a person standing against the door with their whole downstairs floor like no one's home? I got the worst feeling. I ran and turned the alarm on. I shut all my blinds, locked all the doors, and I swear that person. Yeah.
Did you
have more context
later? You're watching?
No! I'm not going to look. I'm like shut down, locked down.
Wait, and you've never seen that person before? Like they're not your neighbor?
I don't see that's the problem. I don't know my neighbors. I've never even seen
what?
Them.
You know what? You should do.
They just move in?
They moved in a while ago and we're never out at the same time. Chad's
okay,
seen
scared.
Them. I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like it's a good idea to like go to your closest neighbors. Like
they are my closest neighbors.
Listen to me. I'm giving my voice. You go to the people that live around you, like within a few house radius, and you get
them.
All of their phone numbers.
Mm.
And like they're just like
that
put them in a contact
idea.
List somewhere, put it on a paper on your fridge. I don't know if you don't want to put
I actually
your
do
did
have
you
do my neighbor's numbers.
No, I did not. I just
I
thought
them.
About that in the beetle. In the
bring
in
them
the
a
moment. Moment.
Bring them some cookies.
Like,
I'm not bringing them cookies. Anyway.
Very observant.
Anyway,
of our house.
That was my low because right. I was
never
having
figured out what happened.
I don't know. I was having like a lot of anxiety for like 30 minutes after
that
and I had to put
really
Lily to
scary.
Bed. I locked the nursery door. I'm like, but our alarm is shrill. If someone broke in, it would be like and like
that
they would freak
really
out.
Because if you had their number, you could text them and be like, hey, look, I
saw
don't
someone in your
be
dark
weird,
home.
But I feel like someone is standing in your window.
But there's some kind of guy that lives there. I just don't know how old he is or what he looks like. So
some
it could be him or not. But why is he staying there in the dark? Anyway.
Also,
maybe he's
I gotta
having
move
an
on.
Emotional yeah. moment.
I don't know. Or is he standing
so
there
scared of this
talking,
unresolved story?
Is he talking to someone that's out of sight?
Is he playing
on
hide
the phone?
And go seek?
No.
Who knows?
So anyway, that
okay,
was my low.
Terrifying.
It was terrifying.
That is really
my
scary.
My high happened just before that. The day Lily was born, I looked at her hands. I said, she has pianist hands. Her fingers were so long, okay? Like crazy, big hands, long fingers.
They are really long.
They were,
true.
Well, they had
She's
less meat on them when she was born, and they were like alien hands and feet. They were so big. So last night, I took her to her first recording studio at 8 months old, and we went to the piano. Like, Chad was on breaks. We were all hanging out. And we were like, oh, let's see if she likes the piano. Because I brought her to the electric one upstairs. She didn't really click. And that she sat there, I want to say 10 minutes. She did not stop. And she was like, and then she would stop and look at Chad and go, and then make more noise and look at me. And then just keep,
she's
and
like,
then we
Mom,
would
I'm a
Jew. Move her around, like, look at the middle one. And she's like, like, I never seen
that's
a baby.
So cute.
Usually they go bleh, 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 for a minute and then they're like, okay, I'm over it. She was ecstatic the whole time.
That's
up
so
to the
cute.
High notes, down to
I
the
feel like she loves making noise. She loves so stuff cute. Like that. Oh.
It was amazing. Born and I was like, musician. Oh my gosh, I said this the day she was born.
And actually the day after she was born when I came to.
That's
she
amazing.
She has pianist hands, so. Oh my gosh. She really does. I called it, and it was one of the happiest moments of her life. Oh one of the happiest gosh. Moments of my life. Really great time.
That's so
and
cute.
And then proceeded to go to one of the scariest moments of my life as soon as I got home.
Oh
but
my gosh.
It's
the
day of extremes.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Okay, so my low was on Saturday. I had like one of those days where you'd like crash. I don't have these a lot. So here's the problem. If I have a day where I like crash the whole day and I'm like, something's not right. I'm not just like, oh, well, this is my life now. No. So now I'm like, crap, I can't have that this weekend. So I was trying to figure out like what was happening during the week contributing to me being so dead on the weekend.
Oh, you didn't solve it yet?
No.
I could probably solve for you.
But it's like generally probably pretty simple. It's just probably just like stress and
pregnancy.
Not doing as much self-care as I need to. So maybe this weekend will be better. We'll see. Then my high is just like it's like a lately thing. It's not really a moment. It's that I don't really feel pregnant at all.
Oh, I keep forgetting you're pregnant.
Because I've been doing like these special pregnancy like stretches and such.
You mean like physically?
Yes.
Okay.
And working out like special stuff. It's not really intense. And I feel so different than last time.
That's good.
So
that's great.
I love it. I can't even tell I'm pregnant. And except for that I feel her moving every 3 seconds.
You feel her moving? Like, oh, that's right.
I've been feeling her since 12 weeks.
Wow.
Oh,
that's really magical. Crazy.
I think
best
I think
part of pregnancy
really
by far.
13 or something. It was early.
Oh my god,
guys! I can't wait to meet Barrett's sister.
I know.
Oh my god,
Lily's a little girl gang.
Oh my gosh,
it's
crazy.
Just so different having the placenta in the back this time rather than the front because I can feel everything.
That was me.
I'm shocked how much I could feel Barrett now.
Are you really shocked knowing him though?
Well, okay, not shocked. Now I'm like, holy crap. This is what it feels like when your placenta is not in the front. It's crazy.
Maybe.
So how could I feel
God
him so much?
God put your placenta in the front to give you a cushion.
So crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Because maybe it would have been really painful.
Oh my gosh. What a crazy
I'm like,
little
he
man.
He must have been hitting me so hard for me to feel it.
Yeah, maybe it would have been
which
really
Which he was,
painful.
By the way.
I still remember at the end, Lily would take like an elbow and a knee or something and try to break out or like stretch out. She's like, oh, I'm so
she
cramped.
She loves to sprawl.
Barrett wasn't that cramped. He was so much shorter than her.
Oh my gosh. She was like stretching out, trying
he was
to.
Like, how many inches was she?
21?
Yeah, he was like 3 inches shorter than her.
He was like
she
19.
Grew 2 inches
18.
In like a month in the beginning.
He
at
was
some, at one of the very early times.
The twins were punching each other a lot in the womb, and you could see it on the ultrasound. And it's so funny because last night, Dominic rolled onto Leo and he was laying his head on Leo's stomach, and then Leo started going, ah, 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 and he just was like cracking up that his brother was like laying his head on him. It was so
I saw
cute.
Leo roll over and grab Dominic's ear, and Dominic's
like,
ah.
They do it all the time. They're like, so they don't know their own strength. He's like, ah. And they'll be like this, and they start scratching, and the other one's like, ah, stop it. It's like they have no idea.
The other thing is that she lives on my bladder is the problem. I've heard it's common for your second
her
pregnancy
postal,
to be really low.
Address.
She's so low, and she's like, it's like, ooh, ooh. Thank goodness my pelvic floor isn't the type where you pee yourself all the time. I don't have that problem.
Girl, that would be rough.
Or I would be all the time having an issue. I don't at all.
So if you would like to send Christina's daughter mail, send it to Christina's
not
bladder.
To brag, but I've never peed myself. Not to brag.
Hey, me either.
Honestly,
I haven't either.
Same.
Anyway.
Although I have from laughing person? In the past.
Guys,
yeah.
I
okay,
feel
so
like.
Okay, so TMI.
Yeah. My spring cleaning.
Is it you?
It's me. Oh. Yeah, I just forgot to think of what I was supposed to say.
Hey,
let's see. Ugh. I feel like today I was like, wow, I feel good today. I was like, I'm feeling pretty,
let me
you
guess,
know.
Funky, fresh.
Nah,
you had
yeah.
a good morn.
Well, I'm feeling very, a lot more structured lately. Like, I'm getting a lot of my systems a lot better in place and, like, figuring out how to actually do everything and where it's like livable
to
and workable.
All.
You know, like supermom, trying to juggle it all.
Yes.
And then my low was probably last weekend. Lauren went out of town and I for some reason, and this is not any correlation, but I just went too hard. I had plans all day, Friday and Saturday. So by Saturday, 6 p.m., I was like, I got home and I couldn't even. First of all, I'm not walking up 30 stairs at 6 p.m. after I'm dead, man. I literally couldn't even like go up to get like sweatpants or anything. I just kept my jeans on and I just laid on the couch for like 5 hours. I was done. I was over it.
Wow.
It was long.
Yikes.
That's rough.
But it was fun. I had some friends over. We just sat on the couch.
I was going to say, didn't you hang out with your friends? That's what I was going to wonder what your high was.
Oh, did I say a high?
Hey, you said your high. You had a good morning, right?
Well, yeah. I'm just feeling a lot more together and it's making my life significantly better.
She's more scheduled.
Yes.
Structured. Especially for someone who's very unstructured, like
it's
me.
So
it's
good.
Very
feels
nice.
Feels so good to have so much
safe structure.
It's like, I got some training wheels. So we're gonna interact with patrons here.
Ooh.
And I'm pulling up a post. We asked you guys what you thought about us doing more live episodes. We did those a while ago. And we were saying, what if we do like one a month or something? And it was like 98%. Yes. You guys like really want us to do it. Some people were saying, okay, well, how would you say this name?
Nimsha?
Was saying, I think really deep episodes should be recorded, but do like lighthearted ones live.
Yeah.
I love that.
To make it, because we'd be interacting with you guys on the chat live.
I feel like it's hard to interact with the chat on a more deep episode.
Yeah. I think that's
such
right.
Long answers.
I mean, I'm not sure, but I think that's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then let me see if there's anything else.
Yes.
Where I should.
See a lot of all caps.
Normally it's just like, yes, 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 yes.
Lexi said you should do a live podcast a month.
I agree.
That's
that would
what
be
we
fun.
Saying.
What do you think?
Let us know in the comments.
Wait,
below.
All of them are just saying yes. I'm trying to find something I can respond to. Okay, I'll just say. Maxine says, yes, do it please. That sounds amazing.
Love
Taylor.
It.
Taylor, sounds like a great idea.
Kaylee Green, a live podcast would be amazing. Ellie Terry, sounds great. Would love them. Okay.
Cool.
Janine prefers pre-recorded.
Okay,
Janine. We'll still do a lot of those. I don't know. I don't know what I would prefer.
But I think the main thing is they want to make sure the quality is good of like the audio.
Yeah.
Which we makes sense. Will
figure out.
Yeah.
Last time we did it, we
the audio
were
wasn't
limited.
Too bad, but we just took two. We could only figure out how to
we
do
were
two
limited.
Of these
that was
mics.
During the pandemic. There was food shortages. I mean, it was just a time.
Yeah, we were limited.
And now there's about to be food
we'll
shortages
figure it
again.
Out.
Catherine, okay. Don't mention it. Ugh.
Sorry.
Okay, let's move on to five perspectives.
All right.
So
okay.
Here's the question. I think this is from Lisa. What is the absolute shortest you would ever cut your hair?
Yes. Lisa's length.
Yeah, I was going to say Lisa's length that I would never go.
Because I've had that length.
No.
I would not go shorter
than
that.
I will
don't
never
knock
go
it till you try it.
Yeah, I used to have that length of hair for a long time.
When you were how old?
As a child. And it wasn't bad, but I really like having long hair.
I would obviously buzz my head. I would do it to the skin, but I wouldn't really want to. Like a zero almost to the skin, yes. But ideally, I would be like, you know, the average boy's short length of very, very, very short cropped pixie is actually my zone. I really love it.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh, I love it. Because I'm saying you don't know the feeling
of
waking
up.
Head. No, it doesn't matter. You wake up and your hair's
like.
Done. Or you put some product in it, smooth, done.
I'm not really
it's
stressed out about
I
my hair.
Easy.
About
that feeling.
No. Where it's like, there's nothing to whip around
really
or
mind.
Get stuck on anything. You open all the windows and you're free.
It just feels like freedom.
No, I'm saying there's no braiding.
It feels like freedom.
When you sleep with your hair in a braid, which I did for years, it's like, oh, it's under my back. Oh, it's around my neck. Like, none of that. I'm just saying you don't know the freedom until you try it and it's incredible.
I'd agree.
Still want it.
Well, and you get freedom from.
You pull a sweatshirt over your head.
Societal expectations and social norms.
You wear lip gloss, nothing gets
stuck
in it.
Just for my own selfish, I would love to see Christina and Lauren with short hair just to see what they would look like.
Nope.
Which I know is not going to happen. Well, but
Photoshop.
You would both look really cute.
No.
I feel like theoretically, I would try anything. I'm not really like, I would never do this. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I would.
It would be interesting to see you with like
I could
short hair because your hair is so like wavy. And,
like,
oh my God.
I feel like cool. As a mom, you know, children reaching and grabbing, I don't like putting my hair up. It gives me a headache.
Oh,
so I might be like,
you got
chop,
a
chop. And then
I'm heading that
I'd
way.
I'd probably start like this, and then I might be like, oh, I could try shorter. Like, I don't know.
Look, this is the ruse.
Like, you think Kris Jenner Young?
Yes. Mm. You think, oh, this will be it, but really, this is kind of the most work because you still have to style it and stuff, and it doesn't all fit back. When you go shorter is when you get in the zone of, oh, no one can grab it.
And I wonder if it would really be curly or not.
Curly hair looks really good short, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, depending, like wavy, curly, whatever. I think it all looks good.
And stuff are more they're just like different styles. Straight, and they get
in my experience, I've never been lazier with my style than when, this is me personally, when I have long hair.
Oh,
for
yeah.
some reason, I feel so uninspired. But whenever I cut it, I'm like, ooh, gotta get some headbands, gotta get some jewelry. Like, I gotta get some, like, just, I feel like jewelry. I try new, like, literally my hair right now. I feel like I'm more inspired to try new things, and I love how my hair looks in a ponytail when it's short. I think it's so cute having that little, like, it's like a little sprig, like, of hair. I love it.
It's like a bunny.
It's like a little, it's like, it looks like a tail. It just sticks out. I love it. I think it's so cute. So, I don't know. The shortest I've ever had my hair was chin length, like a really short bob. Like Lisa said, it's actually a lot of work. Because when you're that, like, when you're messing with, like, angles of your face, it grows out, like, a half an inch, and then it looks weird. Like, you have to be so precise at hitting the angles right. So I think short hair is much more high maintenance than long hair. But for me, long hair, I don't feel like myself, and I feel uninspired. Whenever I go short again, I'm like, oh, there I am again.
Well, okay, you know what's funny? The other day, I looked in the mirror. I was wearing a t-shirt and sweats like I am now. I was like, oh. But see, if I cut off all my hair, then right now, I would look like a bum. And I was like, you look like a bum right now. Right now. Oh, this one looked cute. It doesn't look cute. You look bad. So it doesn't. No, not are you ugly. No, I'm saying the argument doesn't make sense.
I get what you're saying.
You're not looking there being like, I look like a supermodel right now. If I cut off my hair, I'd look terrible. You don't look like a supermodel. It's okay.
And honestly, so then you realize, I feel like,
oh, the loss isn't really a loss.
I think when I have long hair, I'm less like feminine. Like, I don't want to put makeup on. I'm like, oh, my hair's already long. Like, but when my hair's short, I'm
it's true.
I gotta put makeup on. Like, I feel like more like I want to get into my feminine side.
Why?
I do not feel like that.
Have to make it work.
Like, when did you have short hair? What do you mean I didn't feel like that?
When I was 15. That was not long ago.
Wait, you had short hair?
That wasn't that long ago.
You had short hair.
I cut it like short when I was 15. Yes, I did.
When we went camping in 2006, your hair didn't happen. So how did it grow like that in 2 years?
Maybe I was 14.
You were pretty young.
I might have been 14.
Right, I got to see a pic because I don't remember this.
You randomly cut it one night when you had a nice dress on.
Yeah,
I don't
think it was like this long. No, it was really short. I did like a short, and then I was horrified. I hate it.
Oh, wait. I remember you had like collarbone.
But you didn't like wear makeup at that time.
You had glasses.
So how would you know? Like,
No. It wasn't then. It was way earlier. I was like 14.
Guys, I can see a picture of you with like a vest. That's blue, a long sleeve blue shirt, and your hair is like this.
I don't know that.
That I don't.
You're like 13
Guys,
or 14.
What about all those pictures of her and I wearing polo shirts? And like, we had really long hair.
Yeah.
And we were like 14.
That's like 12. Yeah. Oh my gosh. No. Okay, you have to put one of those pictures in this episode. I have one on my phone.
I don't have that many pictures.
I cannot picture this at all.
I have a Catherine and Christina polo picture on my phone.
We need to go back through the archives.
So insert it.
We were Y2K icons. Okay.
It was so, they look like, they looked very similar.
Guys, do you know mini skirts are coming back? Okay, sorry. This is such a side note.
Okay, let's move on.
I got an email. I was like, that is my childhood denim mini skirts.
Okay, let's
coolest
go the
thing ever.
Let's go to the main topic.
Cool. Let's go.
Okay, so basically, you know, this we were saying this is like what not to do in a breakup, but really it's more me doing polls on your guys' differing opinions on certain parts of breakup.
So like, what's your breakup
style not to do?
You're probably going to say things that are not what you should do. But I'm not like, should you not do this? Okay, just work with me here.
Okay, I got you.
The point of this is not for everyone to have the same opinion, okay?
So make sure you make something up.
Disagree.
No, the point is not to agree on everything. The point is just to hear everyone's different
thoughts.
Oh,
pops. You don't need to come to an agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
So, this is the first question to just open the foundation. Build the foundation.
Okay.
Which is this. How do you know if you should break up and not just try to fix the problems?
If you already tried to fix the problems.
For how long?
Or if you're like, well, this is horrible and I don't even want to fix it.
You should just give up on love?
Okay. Yes. If it's horrible,
I have
give
a very... not precise. I guess scientific. I don't know.
Let's hear
it. One time I was in a very bad situationship. I am going to say that. It was just like, and anyway, it was like 3 months. I feel like Amy when I did that for some reason. It was like three, 3 months long. And I was went to YouTube of all places. That's where I always go. I'm like, what do you, I said, how do you know when you should break up? And there was this random man who was like a psychologist. And he was like, when the negative feelings start to outweigh the positive.
Yes.
Like, not saying you should always...
gut feeling.
Right, not saying you should always trust your feelings. I don't think your feelings are always right. Your feelings are not God. God is God. But but someone constantly doing negative things will cause these negative feelings of anxiety, frustration, tension, etc.
But what if they're not doing anything wrong and you just have problems?
Is this a very specific breakup or is it anything?
If you have problems, maybe you should go to therapy.
I would say it's highly unlikely.
How would you know if it's them or you?
Wait, I think it's highly... I just had this conversation.
Well, they would probably break up with you.
I literally just had this conversation.
Life, right?
I think it's highly, 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 highly unlikely that you are the only one who has a problem and the other person has zero problems.
Okay.
And that's really
unlikely.
Because
they wouldn't be drawn to you.
Because some people have felt like that in their lives. They're like, well, it's just me. Like, I have so much anxiety. And like, oh, well, he's not doing anything wrong. I just have all these problems.
No,
that's real. I think that's real because what if he isn't doing anything wrong and you're not a match?
Yeah.
That's totally a
thing. I was in that situation.
No, I'm saying that's totally a thing where you're like, I have anxiety. I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Dating's not working. And I don't really like you that much. We're not a match.
Yeah, like for instance,
then why is he attracted to you if you don't like him?
Because
plenty of people do that. Oh my gosh.
Because he doesn't want someone who likes him.
Think of a certain someone who went to the college in Malibu where we lived that I dated. Okay. That's a perfect example. He was a great guy.
Oh,
yeah. Good looking.
Oh,
successful. Yeah. Everyone was like, wow, you should date him. And I literally was filled with rage.
But he did have a big problem.
He did.
He had a big problem. But it wasn't like he was like this toxic guy.
He was a good person.
And he wasn't really doing anything to you.
He didn't do anything wrong.
TBH, though, I would call that a toxic trait.
Well, actually, no. Because every time I told him about anything like bad in my life, he'd be like, you're too blessed to be stressed.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
He was like,
that will wear you down over time.
He was like, you know, I think that, like, you should just be able to choose happiness. Like, you shouldn't have to choose to be sad. Oh, like, you don't have to do that.
That's really sad.
So
I was
like, sadness is
like
there for no reason.
You don't need it.
Okay.
He's like, ignore.
So let me ask you this,
that just when the negative outweighs the positive.
Wait, but did they have one?
I didn't answer yet.
Or anything to add.
Ask her if you want. But in that situation, did you try to be like, so listen, I feel like you have toxic positivity.
I
would say that. And you try to fix that? Or were you just like, this is not it, bye.
No,
like, how do you know?
Let me tell you the very immature way that I responded to that situation that I regret. I took 9 hours to respond to texts.
Wait, frequently?
Yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, he would text me in the morning and I wouldn't respond.
Are you saying this is like a pattern throughout the whole thing?
Throughout a lot of it.
That is a sign. If you just
and
don't even want to respond.
He would write me these long letters.
You
so
feel so
nice.
Much pressure.
And I was just like, I hate this letter, and I would throw it away.
That's the ick.
And I felt so bad. And then finally I wrote a letter and I said, I just don't think we're the right match. And he was like, where's this coming from? I thought everything was going great.
But how did you decide? But how did you decide, though, that you were just not a match
because
and it wasn't something you could work on?
He went away for the summer and then he came back and I was not excited to see him. I was actually kind of like annoyed that he was...
You just realized you didn't like him.
I don't like
you. I was just like, I don't really miss
you
and I don't want to spend time together. Like,
oof. Yeah, so then it's like, what's the point?
I had a feeling. I was like, I know when I see him. I'm a big believer in trust your gut. There we
go.
That's my answer to this.
I agree.
My gut was just like, no.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So the question was,
how do you know
if
you should break up and not just try to fix the problem still?
Okay.
Or at all?
Every situation is different, but I would say, like, there's so many situations, like, I can think of all these bad situations where it was like, it's going nowhere. Break up. It's obvious.
Okay.
It's pretty much always obvious to me unless, this is my thing.
You're saying when it's not obvious.
No, I always say,
well, I don't know.
The answer will become clear. If it's not clear, do nothing.
It'll become obvious.
Do nothing.
Yes. Oh,
you just keep going. If you're not sure, you just wait.
I would agree.
Maybe you know right now, I probably should break up with him, but you don't really have the heart to do it. You will soon. If you don't have it now, something's going to happen. So you either, the strength to do it now, don't worry. At some point, it will become clear.
Clarity comes.
And also, if you're
tuning in and not ignoring
everything.
No.
People can
ignore
things
even then,
it comes.
Maybe your clarity is extreme.
No, I'm saying you might ignore that it's coming.
No, I'm saying
people do this.
At some point,
for years.
You won't be
even
able to
if it's for years watch though at Bad some point. Vegan.
Well, no,
no I think some people
Bad Vegan. It became clear when they went to jail and they got separated.
People keep it up. They're like, whatever. I'm going to my deathbed.
I disagree
hey,
with
but
you.
That's okay. My point is, pretty extreme. I think people I don't do think that. That's very common.
At some
I don't think
point,
it's
no matter how oblivious you are, it will become
and
clear.
A big okay. thing about this
I'm saying it will not. If you're too oblivious. I think people can ignore anything if they try hard enough.
Well, ask them after okay. they die. Well, did you ever?
If a person is trying that hard to ignore it, then they're not going to know. So that
yeah,
kind of negates the question.
That's just kind of negates the question.
That's what I'm saying.
They'll never
so
know.
They people can't ignore things when they try hard.
Yeah, if you're not having clarity, then maybe you need to have a more scientific approach to this.
Have I just read too many psychological books? Because I've read some wild things that people ignored that I'm like, how on earth would you ignore
that? That's what I'm saying. She ignored the fact that he embezzled $1.5 million from her, but when they went to jail, it became clear.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Clarity
okay.
came. And
I don't know.
It's boiling the frog.
For the average okay. person, though, that's okay, wild. They're going to have clarity at
Most
some point.
Most people don't get embezzled $1.5 million.
Okay,
no.
Yes, this is my last pop. I would say, in my most recent experience, this was so annoying because I remember I was folding my laundry and I was like, I have a hunch, that I deserve a little more than this.
Was that the person that was me that texted you like 10 times, same sentence?
No.
Because I kept saying, you deserve
more. No, don't say that to me ever. That is the first rule. Never say that I deserve more than I'm getting.
Wait, why?
Because I know that, and if I had more, I would do that. That makes me livid when people say that to me.
What?
I'm like,
noted.
No.
Because
I know
it's like, you deserve more. It's like, okay, well, where am I going to get more?
Yeah.
This is all
Why?
I have, okay? I'm desperate.
Exactly. But it's also like,
it's
I know
triggering your own
what I like.
Issues?
I know what I deserve, and it feels patronizing, and it feels like you think that I'm dumb. I was talking to my friend about this. I was like, I just don't want to hear from anyone.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
I say that to people
that.
All the time.
So,
the opposite.
So
I would like
you're saying
know
yeah.
you know when you should break up and not try to fix it because you realize you deserve better.
I had
so
that.
So why didn't you try to fix it then?
Well, after I had that moment, then just things happened where it was like, this is not going to be fixed. This is
okay.
just
if
not going to
work. You realized
work.
It was unfixable.
That's what I'm saying. You think about these problems, you're like, well, maybe they'll get fixed. At one point, it becomes
it
clear.
It becomes
they're
clear
not
they're
unfixed.
Well, wouldn't it be a sign if someone said you deserve more and then you were triggered? Isn't that a sign?
No.
No, because most people don't
what?
Realize
well, wait,
their impulses.
Are you
impulses.
Saying you don't want the
wouldn't
guy
you not
to
be triggered
say
if
you
didn't
deserve,
think so?
No, wait. I don't want...
You don't want
anyone
the guy
to
say
that
you deserve
and the
more.
Guy to say that.
But wouldn't you not be triggered if you didn't agree with them? So you'd be like, oh,
no,
I agree.
No, that's the thing. I did agree.
Yeah,
that's
so you were
I
triggered.
I hate when people tell me things that
so
I already know.
So it was
know.
A sign.
I hate when people tell me okay. things I already know. And
okay,
also,
we don't have to agree, guys.
Yeah,
I always err on the side of this person is horrible. So I don't need people to tell me that they're horrible because I already am probably
that
thinking
that. That is untrue,
that.
But okay.
Thank you. But I already know all the things.
Okay. Anyway, next question.
Makes me
mad. Right, that's right. good. Good.
Okay,
next
see,
question.
We're not agreeing on everything. Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.